This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Greg Hood, who is a primary care team medical director at the Lynn Community Health Center in Lynn. And there are a number of locations there. But first of all, Greg, welcome. Thanks for joining our program.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Greg, this is obviously a very trying time for those in the medical profession, and you are right on the front line with all the hard work that is done at Lynn Community Health. But maybe just share with us your job with Lynn Community Health, and then tell us kind of what Lynn Community Health does on a day-to-day basis, excluding here the last couple of weeks.
Of course. So I am a primary care provider. I'm a physician assistant. I'm also a team medical director on one of the primary care teams and the occupational health provider. So I've been at the health center for over a decade, and we go ahead and, you know, I have about 50% managerial and about 50% kind of seeing patients.
Gotcha. What is happening now there? I mean, obviously, every medical facility is and business in a way is putting in new protocols. So what are your protocols there?
Yeah, so we have actually been very proactive. We've had a multi-phase emergency operation plan. You know, we are following a lot of the guidelines of the MassDPH and the CDC. We do have calls every morning as well as calls every afternoon between the team medical directors as well as all the managers. And we are basically trying to have as much communication with our staff as events unfold. We have put in a lot of pretty drastic changes. Every single patient and visitor before they enter into the health center are screened, and we are diverting patients into that screen positive for any potential coronavirus symptoms into a separate area, and we have all of our healthy patients going into some of the other facilities, thereby lowering exposures to our healthy patients as well as all of our employees.
Well, you kind of did a little fork in the road for me, so I got to take both different forks here. So are you able to, the people that that you're able to see there, are you able to maintain the level of services that you were able to perform, say, 2 weeks ago?
So things are changing on a day-by-day basis. We are doing our best to provide services to all of our patients while keeping them safely. In the news, I don't know if you've been following, but a lot of the regulations are changing. We are able to do telemedicine visits, so we are actually keeping our patients away from us, not exposing them to other potential individuals that are coming to our health center from the community that may have been exposed to the virus and are needing care. We're able to contact the patients over the telephone and offer them, you know, many of the services that we could if they were to come into clinic. So we're doing lab reviews. We're talking about chest x-ray results. We're ordering labs. We're doing medication refills. We're offering our patients a lot of the services that are not necessarily and not essential to be done right now by another mechanism. We do have our other patients coming in that are needing to be seen and are essential to be seen. So we are able to offer many of the services that have been offering all along. And a lot of that is due to just being able to meet the patients by another mechanism.
That is obviously good news. Now, the patients that, you know, might have symptoms or might, you know, kind of show symptoms, if you will, are they kind of referred to maybe a hospital setting or more telemedicine?
No, so actually one of the goals of the main functions of a community health center, right, is to respond to the needs of the community. Taking this outside of the coronavirus, when Massachusetts is in an opiate epidemic, we need to respond to that. We have many providers that have getting their Suboxone license, and we're able to offer those services to our community. In a time such as this, yes, our patient safety and our employee safety is pivotal, is absolutely crucial. But also being able to protect our hospital systems is a major, major component of what a community health center does. If we were to send everybody to the hospital with any symptoms of coronavirus, we would just be inundating the community the hospitals, and that would not be beneficial to the healthcare system as a whole. Italy right now, if you're following that situation, more folks are dying because of heart attacks and strokes who cannot get medical service because the hospitals are inundated with folks with the coronavirus. So to answer your question, our staff is trained on how to handle patients to present with symptoms of the coronavirus. We have a multi-tiered triage system set up. Every patient and visitor comes through the front door where they're triaged. If they have symptoms, they are quickly kind of, we have procedures in place to quickly isolate them from other patients, and they're sent over into our PUI clinic, persons under investigation, where there are folks that are symptomatic. If a visitor screens out, meaning they have not traveled to any of the tier three countries, they do not have any known exposures, they do not have any fever, they do not have any cough, they do not have any shortness of breath, they are then given a ticket where they can come in the back entrance, which we can call it, you know, our healthy clinic, where folks are then come in and they can then continue with their normal services on their primary care teams. So to answer your question, no, our goal is not to send people to the hospital. Our goal is to keep people from going to the hospital and continue to provide services here.
No, exactly. And I get that. And I didn't really quite mean it quite that way, but I'm sure that's the way it came out, you know?
No, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, now, how are you guys set? You know, we hear, speaking of news coverage, we hear a lot about not having enough supplies, whether it be face masks or gloves or sanitizer and those kinds of things. I'm assuming you guys are okay there?
Yeah, so things are, that there are things that are changing hourly. We are monitoring that. As far as specifics for that, I'm not able to give into all details. We are following the CPH and CDC guidelines, and we are keeping a close tab on our resources that may become limited down the road.
When you have your conference calls, morning or afternoon, I mean, so much has changed in the last week. A week ago, you know, we were covering games at the Garden with the area high school teams, you know, from Lynn, just 1 week ago. And but I guess give us some of the examples of some of the things you kind of discuss in those conference calls.
Of course. So our morning call, there are multiple different calls going on depending on kind of your area of focus. I have a team medical director call that we have each morning from 7:45 till 8. And we kind of talk about any changes that may have happened from the day before. As you said, things are changing rapidly. You know, our emergency operation plan, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three, we thought phase two would last for a couple of weeks. We put it into play, you know, last Thursday, and then we went to phase three on Monday. You know, not even 24 hours later, we were talking about, oh, we got to move from phase two to phase three, which was diverting our patients. And so things are changing rapidly. The afternoon call every day from 12:15 to 12:45, it's all managers, nurse managers, providers, senior executive team. And it's really just kind of saying, this is where we're at. This is how things are going at the clinic. These are some strategies that we're considering for the rest of this afternoon and into tomorrow. And it's a way just to keep everybody informed, because at times like this, obviously, public panic can kick in. But anxieties of staff is very real, and something that for us, we have found being transparent with where we're at and what we're doing has just been very helpful for kind of keeping folks informed, but also keeping the calm down.
Greg, how have you heard?
Calm there, sorry.
yeah, right. How have you... how would you judge the level of information that the public has when they come in to see you at the Lynn Community Health Center? In other words, are they up to speed, or are they hearing things that are really not accurate and kind of reciting, you know what I'm saying, not completely in touch?
So there's it's difficult, right, when there's so many different mechanisms to get your information from. Right. One news channel might say one thing, another say another. You know, the media, the social media, everything may be conflicting. You know, we are diverting, we are as much as possible recommending that people kind of go to the CDC and Department of Public Health. Those are kind of the guidelines that we are following. You know, and so that is something that we're trying to really promote to our patients as well, if that helps.
Yeah. And I think too, one of the things is that when you walk into Lynn Community Health Center or other medical facilities, regardless of what you know or what I might know, you guys know how to handle things and will direct people correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there are things out there that I think everybody is starting to really recognize as important, right? The direction from the CDC recently and many other professional health cares about social distancing, right? This is something you can hear the term, but what does that really mean? But we're kind of seeing it played out in many areas. We're seeing the state level and local government kind of enforcing that, right? Avoiding the large crowds, working from home, right? You saw a matter of some kind of recommendations which became orders of no more than 250 people gatherings, no more than 50 people gatherings, no more than 10-person gatherings, right? And that was all a change within 48 hours of each other, right? And so, again, trying to keep up to date on all the information is really, really difficult. But from a public health perspective, washing your hands, that's really one of the number one important things. Wash your hands. Try not to touch your face. Avoid close contacts with those that are sick, right? Stay away from those that are sick. If you're healthy, you don't really need to wear a mask. A mask is very much more effective for those people that are sick, that are then coughing, that are not spreading the droplets, right? So there are some things that the messages are starting to get out. But I think if somebody was listening right now and they were saying, what are the most important things to do? Washing your hands, social distancing, are really some of the most imperative things.
And, you know, something too, it's interesting that I learned in this whole process with maybe about a week ago is that the people that should be wearing the mask, just as you said, are the people that might be coughing or might be have some kind of illness, not the people that don't have it. And that was new information to me.
Yeah. And it's difficult because at the same time, you don't want to say, you know, if you are not sick, you don't want to have a mask. If you're around somebody that's exposed, right, there really is a we want to make sure that those that are providing care also are being protected. And so that's kind of the catch-22 of our situation that we're seeing here in the U.S. So,
Greg, I know we are up against it, and I have just one last question, but I'll let you – it's an open-ended question for you to kind of conclude or say anything else that I didn't ask you about. But I think we're all feeling pretty good that we have people like you, you know, in control and on top of things and staying, you know, and helping the community, and in this case, Lynn, deal with this situation. Anything else that you want to add to the discussion?
Well, I think just having some trust in the systems that are in play. You know, our chief medical officer, Dr. Jeff Chinsky, is on daily calls with, you know, those in the city of Lynn, right? We are in constant communication with the North Shore Medical Center, you know, the city health department, the schools, the Mass DPH. We have, I believe it's 17 school-based health centers in the city of Lynn, which are obviously closed down. But so many of our nurse practitioners that operate in those schools are able to come in and to help out, to be extra hands in the field and kind of on the ground. And so you know, while this is a time of a lot of chaos, I think it's also important for people to know that we are able to be proactive because we've been around this. You know, this is something that is unprecedented, and the anxiety that is produced is very real and very high. But there have been other pandemics that have come that we have learned from in the past, the Ebola viruses, the SARS, the swine flu. And so these are all things that we have learned from and are able to implement policies that can help protect folks now. Granted, we've never seen it to this degree. And again, if I could encourage anything, the social distancing and the hand washing would be my two points that I would want people to walk away having heard.
Well, I say let's keep it simple and do just that. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Yep. Greg Hood from Lynn Community Health with us here on MSONewsSports.com.